Today, Kiwi home prices wobble. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. We have the latest post covering finance and property news. Well, we got the latest on New Zealand property for December 2023 from the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand. I love how they spin the release, saying that the December 2023 figures showed a notable increase in sales activity, medium prices lifted, lower days to sale, and a clear sense of more confidence overall year on year. This is despite the fact that actually New Zealand house prices edged lower in December, down around 0.3% month on month on a season-adjusted basis, though trends diverged across the country, ranging from a 1.4% month-on-month fall in Northland to a 4.2% lift in Tasman. The national average was weighed down by a 0.9% month-on-month price fall in Auckland. Among other big regions, Wellington prices lifted 0.6%, while prices in Canterbury eased 0.1%. In fact, ASB's commentary on the REINZ figures are pretty helpful here. They said that the New Zealand housing market has struggled to establish a clear direction since the last housing market correction came to an end at around March or April last year. Monthly price movements have usually been modest in either direction, with the market oscillating between small lifts and even slighter falls over most of the year. That's in contrast between 2021's large price rises and 2022's decent falls, with 2023 more meagre movements. All up, prices managed a bounce of only about 1.2% over the second half of last year, they said. This month's season-adjusted activity data from REINZ tells a similar story to prices. Things have picked up since this time last year, but the market has a way to go to build further momentum. Sales volumes managed a modest 1.1% lift at a national level, but are still below where they were in August and September last year, let alone their levels during the last housing market upswing. In Auckland, sales volumes eased 1.8% to reach their lowest levels since the market first began to turn in April. And properties are selling considerably faster than they were at the trough of the market, but in season-adjusted terms, there wasn't really any further improvement in days to sell last month, either nationally or in Auckland. The market's uneventful performance of late makes sense, they say, given underlying housing market drivers, which continue to look mixed. On the one hand, New Zealand has experienced record high net migration at a time when the outlook for housing supply looks to have stabilised. On the other hand, mortgage rates remain in deeply restrictive territory, despite recent cuts for some tenors by some lenders, and a soggy economic backdrop will keep some prospective buyers and sellers cautious. Pre-election uncertainty won't have helped much over much of last year, though we have now a good sense of how housing policy settings will look over the next 3 years, they said. So ASB thinks that the market is past its lows, but this cycle's recovery will be more gradual than we saw during the last upswing, and with official cash rate cuts expected in the latter part of 2024, they think August, prospective buyers can hope for a little bit of relief on the debt servicing outlook. And while net migration may be close to peaking, they expect annual inflows to remain elevated, north of 100,000 over the next 6 months, keeping the balance of housing supply and demand supportive prices. And recent ASB surveying has shown housing confidence has continued to improve, albeit from weak levels, and to the extent that policy changes will impact the market, the most favourable environment for investors is likely to contribute to house price inflation. So they say, watch this space. Which takes us then back to the release from the REINZ Chief Executive Jen Baird. It said that December showed that the trend of steady improvement in property market activity has set in, thanks to interest rates stabilising, the new government announcing more details of its plans, and the arrival of the more active months in the property cycle. The December figures show a boost in activity in the market compared to a year earlier. We've been observing slow and steady improvement recently, and we round up 2023 with continued improvement in sales activity in the market, she said. Number of properties sold increased by 14.1% from 4,509 to 5,145 year on year across New Zealand, compared to December 2022. And month on month, sales for New Zealand decreased by 20.8% from 6,493 in November to 5,145 in December 2023, in keeping with the quieter levels of activity that usually happen over the holidays. For New Zealand, excluding Auckland, the total number of properties sold reflected a similar pattern, increasing by 17% from 3,135 to 3,667 year on year, but decreased by 16.7% from 4,401 to 3,667 month on month. As expected, she said. The data shows that almost every region recorded year-on-year increases in the number of properties sold in December. Tasman led the way with the strongest year-on-year increase in property, up 47.8%, followed by Gisborne, up 35.7%, and Northland, up 31.3%. Taranaki was the only region to see a decrease in the number of properties sold year-on-year, down 8%. Median sale prices were mixed in December, with fewer than half of the regions increasing month on month. Nelson and Taranaki stood out, with Nelson's median price increasing by 10.5%, that's $650,000 to $718,500, and Taranaki increasing by 10.3% from $580,000 to $640,000 month on month. The other regions that increase month on month range from 1.8% to 3.5% month on month. Year on year, median prices remain steady, with the national median sale price decreasing by 0.7% year on year to $779,830. There was no change in the median price for New Zealand, excluding Auckland, both year on year and month on month, with the price remaining at $700,000. 9 of the 16 regions saw an increase in their median sale price year on year. Tasman and West Coast had the highest increase, with 5% year on year, followed by Nelson at 4.1% and Taranaki at 3.2%. This is a notable change compared with November, when only one region, Canterbury, recorded a year-on-year median price increase. Many local agents are reporting signs of growing market confidence and activity levels now that the election's over and the new government has begun releasing details about its plans and interest rates have stabilised. While some buyers and sellers are waiting to see what the new year holds, it's clear that there's a growing understanding that the bottom of the market is behind us. With annual median prices starting to lift in many regions, it's clear more buyers and sellers feel that now's the time to act. Bit of a sales pitch there, methinks. December saw a significant increase in the number of properties sold compared to last year, and open home attendance numbers were strong in many areas as well, although activity slowed down as it usually does heading into the holiday period. In some areas, the holidays are an opportunity for out-of-towners to fall in love with a new town, with local agents in holiday hotspots like Coromandel, Nelson and Tasman getting inquiries from visitors to the area, Baird said. Number of people choosing auctions as a method of sale continues to grow, with 14%, that's 718 sales, via auction in December 2023, compared with 11.4% or 512 sales via auction in December 2022. The market is moving a little more quickly, she said. The national median days to sell was 36 days, decreasing by 2 days compared to last month and by 4 days year on year compared with December 2022. Nationally, new listings decreased by 6.4% from 5,157 to 4,828 listings year on year. New Zealand, excluding Auckland's new listings, decreased by 4% from 3,581 to 3,436 listings year on year. The year-on-year decrease in listings is a contrast to the national year-on-year listings data for October and November, which saw increases in listings. The December listings figure is likely to reflect some vendors taking a wait-and-see approach and holding off until the new year. However, local salespeople are getting strong levels of inquiries from potential sellers, so we expect to see listings numbers across New Zealand lift early in the next few months. At the end of December, total number of properties available for sale across New Zealand was 24,867, down 4.6%, that's 1,190 properties, from 26,057 year on year, and down 11.2% at 3,148 properties from 28,014 month on month. For New Zealand, excluding Auckland, inventory also decreased, down by 2.6%, 418 properties, from 16,349 year on year, and down by 10% at 1,761 properties from 17,692 month on month. While there is some regional variation, it's clear that property ended the year on a positive note, she said, as well as the lift in year-on-year measures, such as sales, and a drop in days to sell, the house price index is 0.5% higher compared with a year ago, and that provides a clear signal that the market is moving into more positive territory. So, in aggregate, she said, 2023 was a slightly busier year in real estate compared to 2022. Across the year, we saw a total of 63,361 sales made, up 0.6% from 2022. 91,231 properties were listed for sale, down 12.1% on 2022. Looking ahead, although interest rates and other economic factors continue to influence the market, many buyers and sellers are increasingly positive, she said. There are high levels of inquiry from potential buyers and sellers across the country, which will boost market activity further through the summer. These factors, combined with a drop in the number of listings, are expected to boost demand, along with the potential return of investors to the market as the government moves to change regulation impacting that sector. All up, we anticipate the activity will continue to pick up as the year gets underway. Comments, Baird, and I would add, hopefully. And by the way, the HPI for New Zealand stood at 3,647 in December 2023, showing a 1.1% decrease compared to the previous month. However, when compared to the same period last year, the HPI reflects a 0.5% increase in the average annual growth in the New Zealand HPI over the past 5 years has been 5.9% per annum, and it remains 14.7% below the peak of the market reached in 2021. So if you strip back the hopium that we get from the REINZ, the truth is that the market is pretty much going sideways, as ASB said, but it'll be interesting to see what happens in the months ahead. Certainly past the election and with the new government in force, there could be some changes. Migration is still very strong. That's going to put more demand on property. And there is a bit of a backlog of people who will need to move. So expect a bit more activity, but I'm not convinced yet that we're going to see a significant recovery in house prices until such time as interest rates are considerably cut. And as ASB said, and I agree, it's later in the year rather than earlier. So tune down the enthusiasm from the REINZ and listen to what others are saying. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.